We're joined on the line by our guest this week, a great, great actor, Albie Selznick. You've seen and loved him on Amazon a lot. He's been in The Last Tycoon. He's been in Goliath. Albie, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm good. I feel a lot of pressure now that you say your first hour was so stellar.
But we're going to raise the game. We're going to raise the game
okay,
now.
All right. I'm ready.
That's great. I mean, two really great productions. The Last Tycoon, Goliath, Amazon's. Those kids at Amazon, they're doing some great stuff, aren't they?
Oh, man. I was. It was sort of a weird coincidence that I got, like, both of those back-to-back. I can't talk about the Goliath at all because it hasn't aired, and
sure.
I'm not allowed to talk about it yet.
Sure.
The Last Tycoon is one of the best things experiences I ever had. I worked with Kelsey Grammer, who is just the nicest guy, and Matt Boomer, who is I'm straight, but if I was gay,
yeah.
He's like the most handsome guy in the world.
Wow.
I could barely look at him. And Jennifer Beals, and just, everybody, and Lindsay, Collins, everybody was like incredible. And I'm really glad I got it because when I went to audition, I happened to pass Kelsey Grammer as he was like walking, I guess, to the makeup trailer. And I said, "Hey, I'm auditioning for your show." And he kind of went,
whatever.
And then on the way back, I saw him again, and I went,
"I'm on your show.
I got it." Yeah, I said, "I think I got it." And then I did. So at least I didn't have egg on my face.
Now, people who don't know, The Last Tycoon, that's from a famous bit of literature, isn't
that's
that?
That's F. Scott Fitzgerald. He never finished it. Right?
Is that true that it's unfinished? Okay.
It's outlined.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Billy Ray... who is, I think I'm allowed to say this, is writing a new Terminator movie now.
Oh, wow.
He adapted it and sort of created an ending for The Last Tycoon and really expanded the whole universe. It was pretty wonderful.
So there's a new Terminator movie. That's breaking news. I think you broke some major entertainment news
right
just
here.
Now.
I have to say I'm a big Terminator fan.
I am too.
Big Terminator fan. The last few sequels, it's kind of hard to follow now.
Uh-huh.
They keep taking the story in different directions. You've been on TV, Albie, in a number of other things. Really nice collection of things. You've been on How to Get Away with Murder. And My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. A lot of great TV now, isn't there? A lot of great different TV. It's not all just sitcoms and one-hour soaps.
God. Yeah, it's a smorgasbord, isn't it? Anything you want, you can watch. I'm watching The Punisher right now on Netflix.
Oh, I heard that was really good. I heard that was really
good. Yeah. Jim Barenthal, John Barenthal from he was in The Walking Dead, which is funny because right now I'm literally in the middle of watching The Walking Dead finale, or I guess they call it season finale, mid season finale.
Yeah.
It's like on my TV right now because it's frozen mid frame for me to call into the show.
You see, I'll give you my I get this in the ear all the time from those Game of Thrones people. Oh, Game of Thrones is the most important.
I'm one of them. Don't say anything.
Nah. But I will say this. I will say this. Championing my favorite show, which I will argue is the best possible use of your TV watching, is Walking Dead. And the reason is, watching Game of Thrones, I learn a bit about dragons. I learn a bit things that aren't relevant to me in my life. Every time,
you're going to be dead one day, and you're going to need to know.
I can tell you this: when I'm watching Walking Dead, I'm taking notes.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you don't understand. Game of Thrones also, you take notes because it's all about the political scheming, the backstabbing.
Yeah, but it ends
avoiding
with
avoiding things that to help happen to you.
But it ends with battle axes, and that's not.
We have King Joffrey right now.
Good observation.
I didn't.
All right. Well, I'll give you the point today.
So you're looking forward to and planning for the zombie apocalypse.
I'm just saying they're useful things that I learned, like what to do with a crowbar.
Gotta get him in the head with a knife in the head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Apparently, the army is just no good against zombies because they're all gone. They're just gone.
They
I've never heard a satisfactory explanation.
You
for that.
Watch Fear the Walking Dead, which is this. It's not really a spinoff. It's in the same universe. They take you from like day one.
Prequel.
It's a prequel that kind of runs in parallel. They started Walking Dead like a month into it, so you didn't get to see as much of the societal breakdown. But I got to ask you, Albie. It's Christmas time, Christmas cheer. What are you doing to help people in Southern California enjoy the upcoming Christmas cheer?
Well, nice segue. I'm not just an actor.
No,
I also am a magician, and
that's awesome.
I have a show that's literally I bring the very very best magicians from the Magic Castle and America's Got Talent and Penn and Teller's Fool Us, and I bring them down to the West Side to perform at the Santa Monica Playhouse. The show is called Magic Mania. And it's only for 2 weeks. It's 9 different shows, all different performers and shows every single night.
Nine
different shows. And the website is, by the way, is called MagicManiaLA.com. And it's an offshoot of something we've been doing in the summertime called Magic Monday, where we do the same thing on every Monday all through the summer. And it's been going really good. We've done it for the past 2 years. And I am the host, and I do a few tricks.
Of course you do.
I have to. You know, I'm why else would I do it? But also, I live on the West Side. And being a magician, you know, I'm a member of the castle and everything. But you got to, like, drive all the way to the castle, and you got to put on a suit, and if you're not a member, you've got to get a pass from a member, and it's also expensive. You got to have dinner, which is amazing, but you know it's expensive. But our show, it's at an incredible, beautiful sort of Victorian salon in Santa Monica called, like I said, the Santa Monica Playhouse, and we do an hour 20 minutes for $25, and it's the same magicians. Actually, the better ones from the Magic Castle, because I kind of get the cream off the top and I bring them down to perform.
Well, this is a great website. I see on here it says Albie Selznick spreads the gospel of illusion.
Ooh,
that sounds awesome. Good.
Is that from the Argonaut?
Yes.
They did a cover article last year in the Argonaut. Yeah, because there's really not a lot of stuff, magic stuff on the West Side. I mean, there's really not a lot in all of L.A. unless you go to the Magic Castle.
Yeah, and I have to say I'm a big fan of that Penn and Teller Fool Us. I think that's a great great show. And if you're getting that quality of talent on your stage, I think it's going to be a great, great evening.
And how does the Magic Castle work? Can you just go there for dinner and a show? Or
you got to be invited.
You got to be invited. Yeah.
You have to get a pass from a magician, and then you have to, have dinner and all that stuff. And it's hard. It's really packed these days. So
okay, but we have an insider, right?
You do have an insider.
Right, all right.
Pass if you play cards right. Yeah.
Good to know. And will you actually pull it out of a hat? Here are the passes. Nothing in this hand, nothing in.
I do have I actually have a giant rabbit that is my assistant, like a life-size rabbit.
Wow.
An equally giant hat to pull the...
He used to pull me out of the hat.
Wow. So, now that's giving them what they're not expecting. That's the secret to a good entertainer. So where can they go, Albie, to get the tickets? Can they do it online? Is there a website again?
Yeah. It's called MagicManiaLA.com. It's one word, MagicManiaLA.com. And you use the code MARY, and that's the discount code.
Fantastic.
And we have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's December 14th through the 23rd.
Sounds really, really like a good night out. I want to thank you so much.
It's so fun.
Albie Selznick. Yeah. We know and love you on The Last Tycoon. We're going to be looking for you on Goliath. Thank you so much for being part of The Bigger Picture.
Thank you, and have a wonderful, fine evening
right.
and week.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Absolutely. Interesting fact.